I am joined by the wonderful Amanda Hill, who is a paramedic. So now you're joining me to tell me about your massive undertaking, your massive challenge that I can't quite get my head around. So you were going up Mount Snowdon seven times in 1 week.
Yes, that's the plan.
That's amazing. Why? That's incredible.
Well, last September, me and my friend Kat, who's also a paramedic, were walking up the mountain, and her mum had said, is it for charity? And she said that to me on the walk, and I said, we really should do it for charity. So we chatted about it back and forth, and we decided what charity we would raise money for if we could. And then it evolved into a bit of a challenge, because we knew we'd do one walk for fun. So it evolved. By the time we got back down to Clanberries, it turned into seven summits on Snowdon in 7 days.
Wow. So you are ready for this. So you've done Mount Snowdon before?
Yeah, we've done it as a one-off day and finished.
I love how, like, just casually you're saying it, like, yeah, you know, we just climbed, you know, the biggest mountain in Britain. No biggie.
In Wales, yeah, the biggest one in Wales.
Wow. So you're there's going to be yourself, and you're going to be joined by Kay as well, who is a fellow
Kay
paramedic.
Kay Alexander, yeah, she's also a paramedic. She wants to get some money into the Children's Hospital at Birmingham, because they saved her little boy's life with open heart surgery as a newborn. And he's a relatively healthy, beautiful 3-year-old little boy, funny and cheeky and all mischievous. And it's only because of the work at the Birmingham Children's Hospital that he's with us today. And he's a delight to be around.
Aww.
So I think and anybody that's touched by the Birmingham Children's Hospital know what amazing work they do. So
Across the region, they do so much across the Midlands. Now, you're raising money for Birmingham Children's Hospital and NET Research as well. Can you tell us more about that?
NET is Neuroendocrine Tumour Research, based at the QE under Dr. Shah. And my good friend David, unfortunately, has neuroendocrine tumours. And it's only because of their work that we're finding out more, and that Dave has a good quality of life because of them. And so I wanted to put something back in to that, as his wife is fundraising all the time with bake sales and whatnot. And all I do is eat the cakes, so I thought it might tend to balance all of that as well. So that's why I'm doing it for Dave.
Don't worry, there's nothing wrong with eating all the cakes. I do too. Now, as a paramedic, do you feel closer to these charities?
I think we've got an introspective approach to it. So we're at the hospitals, and we take patients into the hospital, both the QE and the children's, and we see the families and have the emotional contact with the families, as well as obviously the practicality of being a paramedic and assisting patients in that way. So when it becomes personal and it becomes our grief or our emotion, I think that just makes it even more motivating to do something for these charities.
Well, I think it's incredible. So how can we donate to the cause, and how much money have we raised so far, Amanda?
Well, I've got a Just Giving page, as Kay has got a Just Giving page, so people can go on to Just Giving. If they look for Kay's at Birmingham Children's Hospital, it's Summit to Do for Friends, and it's Kay Alexander. If you Google that, you'll find a picture of a little boy and a picture of us too as well. And if you Google for New End Crime, it's on Just Giving page, Seven Summits on Snowdon, and it'll be under Amanda Marshall Hill. People can just go on there and just drop a penny or two in there. That would be amazing.
What's the aim of you're looking to raise?
So we're hoping 1,500 each charity, because that could make a definitive impact for both of the receiving charities.
How big is that a kind of donation towards one of those charities? Obviously, you see it quite often. You can see the difference that will make.
For Kay, particularly for Kay, even if it means giving support to siblings and parents whilst waiting for news of their poorly child, that could be a coffee room, books and coffee and maker or toys for the children. In terms of medicine for neuroendocrine, I genuinely have no idea of the cost, except for I know it's a lot of money. So I'm just thinking any money that we can put towards it will be some towards helping somebody who needs the medicine or the care at the time they need it.
Well, I think you're undertaking such a huge challenge. Now, let's talk about the actual climb itself. Are you going to be taking a different route up the mountain each day, or is it going to be the same one all the time?
It's going to would be the same one, would you? The idea is that on Clambowes, because we've asked colleagues and some family members who we think are fit enough to get up the mountain as well, to come and join us for one day, take a sponsor form and collect sponsors for it as well. So we wanted to make it the same route for everybody, so it was a shared experience for everybody that came with us during the whole week. And Lambeth is going to be the kinder pass, although it's the longest one, for people to climb if they're relatively inexperienced.
Well, you haven't made it easy for yourself, have you? You're going to be like tour guides at the end of this, aren't you? You're going to know every little stone on that mountain eventually.
Practically Sherpas now.
So are you going to make sure you let us know all about your progress and how you get on throughout the week, OK?
Absolutely. We'll be doing a blog as well as we go through.
Wonderful, wonderful. So when is the date, these 7 days happening?
So the seven summits start on the 7th of the 7th, 17, 7th of July. So 3 weeks today, we'll actually be starting the walk. We'll already be on the mountain 3 weeks today.
Are you ready? You're pumped? You're set to go?
Yeah, I'm nervous now. I thought, yeah, we can do this.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, Amanda. I'm sure you and Kay will do fantastically well raising money for Net Research and Birmingham Children's Hospital. And we've got all the articles and all your progress so far on our website too at blackcountryradio.co.uk.
Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Good luck, and I'm sure you'll smash it, Amanda. I've got all the faith in the world. See you soon.